Evolve. Midterm. Units 7 through 12. Test B. Listening 1.
On this week's Family Life, we are looking at DNA kits, and we'll be comparing two services on the market, DNA Now and Know Your Ancestry. With us, we have Tom Parker and Kate Tierney, who have been testing them for us. So, Tom, how was your experience?
Well, one of the selling points of the online service DNA Now was its speed, and in that, it didn't disappoint. It also claimed to reveal specific traits that are often hereditary, such as finger length and sensitivity to flavors, which I wasn't expecting. I admit I was curious about what my extended family tree might look like.
And what did you find?
After registering, the kit arrived in 2 days. I was expecting a blood test, but I just wiped 2 cotton swabs inside my mouth and sent them back. Within 2 weeks, I had the results. No surprise that my relatives are mainly from the UK and Norway, and with a few from Russia, which raised an eyebrow. I learned my index finger is 3.2 inches long, but I could have measured that myself.
Thanks, Tom. And you, Kate?
I used Know Your Ancestry, which made some amazing claims. Apart from giving you the percentage breakdown of your ethnicity, which all of these companies seem to offer, it said it would provide a map of my ancestry, including specific cities, as well as historical details as to why a family might have moved from one region to another. It also claimed it might be able to find specific individuals, long-lost cousins, for example. I was extremely skeptical about this, especially as it could only match people who had used the service.
And?
Well, no cities were pinpointed, but I was connected to a fourth-generation cousin. He lives in France, and we're going to meet next summer.